This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. First-time callers. If you are a first-time caller today, we are going to get you a MyPillow. How about that? MyPillow, of course, one of our fine sponsors, Mike Lindell and his team down there working day and night, cranking out masks like crazy, delivering them to hospitals, all volunteer. Guess how much they charge the hospitals? Zero. Nothing. Nada. That's why it's my preferred pillow and mattress topper and Giza Dream Sheets and towels. And they're all buy one, get one now at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. If you go to the radio listener specials link, just use the promo code Scott, you get in on it. So if you have a question for Senator Kramer and you are a first-time caller, you let Daniel know that, and we'll get you a free MyPillow today on the program, okay? And we're going to give a priority to first-time callers. They'll go to the front of the line. Anybody else? You have a better chance of getting your question answered probably by text at 701-367-2054, and that'll help us get to more of them quickly, because we always have that challenge as well. Real quick, Bob in Minot that called the Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford at the end of the break, his question for the Lieutenant Governor was, okay, right now, the biggest concern is with individuals in at-risk categories. Most of them would be in nursing homes, group homes, things of this nature. Can we find out a way to do the 20%, the 15% that are in that category, better protect them while not having as many impacts on the others going forward? Lieutenant Governor said, good idea. And we are working on some things because it's a huge issue to have the workforce in and out of the, of the nursing homes and, different living, assisted living facilities. So anyway, as usual, our audience has good ideas, so we appreciate that. So I just want to give you that. Without any further ado, here he is, folks. Hardest working guy in the U.S. Senate, I think. Senator Kevin Kramer. Hello, how are you?
Scott, I used to think I worked hard when the economy was open, but it's been a lot harder work since the economy shut down. And I say that because it's interesting to watch how people respond to not working. I mean, there's the whole point of not getting paid. There's then the additional issue of boredom, and you sort of start both your mind and your body start getting a little bit slower. And we need to get people back to work. And I don't mind telling you, I've been glad that I've been one that's been able to keep working, and albeit in a very different way. Obviously, I've gotten really good at Skype and phone calls, but everybody's in it together. Let's put it that way. I don't think, as much as we'd love to all get back together, there's a whole bunch of senators out there that are spending their days just like I am, talking to individuals and groups and, doing talk radio. So I'm grateful for these opportunities.
And, I don't know. I'm going to paraphrase a number of concerns that I have from people that have businesses and say, well, why isn't this covered and why didn't they do it this way or whatever? Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say the Trump administration, kept the rules to, a pretty good reason? I mean, compared to other administrations, the Obama administration, what they cranked out, there weren't a lot of restrictions, but there's still some that have you scratching your head and that need to be fixed. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. I think one of the things about the CARES Act, and that's, of course, the big deal. And the first wave of the CARES Act in terms of the, distribution of federal assistance was through the Paycheck Protection Program, which ran out of money in less than 2 weeks. And that amount of money was, by the way, $350 billion. And to their credit, I have to credit North Dakota's small businesses and North Dakota's banks with doing an exceptional job of getting that money to people that need it and to businesses and employers and employees that need it quite effectively. We can go over some of those North Dakota-specific numbers if you'd like. But that program, like I think a lot of the programs, the part of the reason why it was able to be implemented so quickly was we utilized an existing infrastructure and then sort of put it on steroids by bypassing the SBA in terms of distribution and, you know, for example, taking the applications and approving the loans and went right to the community banks and the big banks and the Farm Credit Services and the credit unions and even the online lenders, by the way, Scott. But that took a little longer to do some of those things, but at least there was an immediate infrastructure that was able to work, but they had to work within their own, you know, their own guidance and guidelines and existing law. And that, it's interesting. I just did a half hour in another station, prior to this hour. And a caller called, and he was frustrated that it was too broad, that the Paycheck Protection Program wasn't restrictive enough. And I said, it is interesting because I'm almost certain to hear from somebody today who will believe it was too restrictive. You know, a franchisee or an affiliated company that's a small employer, but you know is affiliated with a larger organization or a private equity firm. So there are lots of things like that they tweaked during the process, again, within the law itself. They're obviously very successful in terms of identifying a demand and then supplying that demand, but they ran out of money. So, you know, you could say it's either not open enough or it's too open.
But do you have a fighting chance to, you know, take on some of this? I mean, and by the way, this half hour brought to you by Ide Bailey, our friends at Ide Bailey, actually gave us a number of questions, sort of consolidating things that their clients had been asking on the CARES Act. These probably save you a few phone calls and emails anyway.
Sure,
one of their questions were, why were there significant changes in the administration of this section of the CARES Act? And what efforts Congress is taking to fund it properly to help small businesses that maybe don't qualify for PPP loans. So they're basically saying, why the changes? You know, one thing, they set some rules, and now they're changing them, but maybe the changes are a good thing. So what's your take there?
Yeah, so I think one of the things I've noticed, and we covered some of this on the evening town hall we did last week with you. Was that last week or that was earlier this week? In that there, I think some entities have confused different programs. So the when we did the CARES Act, the SBA started distributing what are called EIDL advances. Those are economic injury disaster loans.
Right, and that's what they're asking about here. EIDL okay. And PPP. They're saying why significant changes in that section of the CARES Act.
See, and I don't know that there were. When I look back on it, the CARES Act provides that the EIDL loan applications can receive an advance of up to $10,000. And I think that's one of the things that maybe frustrated people. They sort of ignored the up to part, and some people got a $1,000 advance rather than the $10,000.
So here's what they're talking about here. It says Congress created an emergency grant of not more than $10,000 to be accessible to small businesses and required funding to small businesses within 3 days after an application had been received. However, it appears the SBA has limited the emergency grant to $1,000 per employee up to $10,000 total, and funds have not reached applicants within the three-day period. In addition, the EIDL program allows for loans up to $2 million. However, we are hearing that loans received are falling far short of requests.
Sure. So up to or not more than are the same thing. In other words, not more than 10,000 means it could be considerably less than 10,000. I think that language maybe confused people because they saw it as like a $10,000 grant if they applied, and clearly the demand was much greater than the amount put into that program. So as the SBA was standing up this new process of distributing the grants, they asked Congress for up to 10 days to implement it, and they started the check distribution within 7 business days of the CARES Act actually passing. So while that may seem like a tortoise to us in the federal government bureaucracy, it seems kind of remarkable in some ways. But a number of the advances did exceed. You know, the requests far exceeded, of course, the funds that were provided in the first round of the CARES Act. With regard to the loans, the SBA has approved about $2.5 billion in loans so far from that program, and it exceeds the current agency funding. The average loan, by the way, through the EIDL has been $160,000. So doesn't mean there weren't some people who got $1,000, but the average has been $160,000. So clearly there's a broad swath in there. But the Paycheck Protection Program has been more successful. I don't think there's any question about that. But it's also much larger, $350 billion that was put into it. But again,
think of an injection the size of that has come in just for North Dakota alone. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Well, it's probably worth going over the North Dakota numbers, Scotty, because it is remarkable. And I have numbers just through the 13th, which is 2 days short of when it ran out of money. And we've been looking at it from a small state perspective. And I'm just going to say right up front, one of the reasons the North Dakota distribution has been so dramatic is because our lenders, our small banks, our big banks, particularly though our community banks, our independent community banks, have been phenomenal. And we were working with them 2 weeks before this program was done. When the legislation was first introduced, I did a webinar with over 100 bankers to talk through what we were looking at doing. And then it did with several hundred the day that the bill actually passed. But with our little population, 8,232 loans were approved for an amount of $1.486 billion to 72,723 small businesses in North Dakota alone.
Compare Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto-Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto-Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohrer, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Senator Kevin Cramer is here. 1 hour long talk radio town hall. Kellyanne Conway says hi, by the way. She was on last hour, and we were promoting the
talk radio town hall. She said she wasn't surprised that you were on once a week for an hour.
I haven't talked to her in quite a while. She's not been at the forefront as much lately, but so you got to have her on, huh?
Yeah, and she had two ideas. I should say this. We had two ideas. I know that'll surprise you, that she thought were okay. One was replace one of those, mainstream media jackals with a talk radio person every week and rotate them. You know, rotate them out of there to ask questions that actually come from real people rather than, you know, editors who hate the president.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And then the second thing was that the first rally the president should hold should be in the Fargo Dome to celebrate the places, Western Minnesota, North and South Dakota, that have, you know, masterfully handled this sort of thing and come back. As we asked the question yesterday, who would go? If that rally were June 1, July 1, August 1, whatever, in the first rally of the summer, would you go? Everybody says yes. So maybe you could take that one back, too.
I can hardly wait.
She liked the idea, though. We did plant the seed for you. We've warmed it up for you, so we're ready to go. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind, and another question from our friends at Ide Bailey. Now that the $350 billion Paycheck Protection Program has been effectively allocated by over a million applicants, the focus shifts to the uncertainty surrounding what businesses must do to have some of all of their loan forgiven. The following questions are causing a lot of uncertainty amongst what customers need to do. Specifically, the most common questions, you have these. I sent these on, but determining the forgivable costs, in an eight-week period, SBA and Treasury issuing an interim final rule on April 3rd, stating businesses must use at least 75% for payroll costs. What happens if they fall short of that benchmark? Is it a cliff measurement? What if 74% were used? You know, these are accountants. They're going to ask good questions. What's the definition of a full-time equivalent for purposes of the forgiveness calculation? So how much responsibility is on the lender, I guess, to determine did the borrower follow those rules, or how much has actually gone on the person that gets the buck?
Well, the lender can rely largely on the borrower. If you look at the application form, that's the best indication I have. I mean, it is clear that the borrower, they attest to things, right? It's a two-page application, and if people are interested, even if they're not a small business, it's worth going in and looking at it. With regard to the forgiveness part of it, I don't know the answer for certain, but I believe that the accurate calculation of the payroll cost is, first of all, the responsibility of the borrower, and then the borrower attests to that accuracy of the calculations on their form. Lenders, they're supposed to perform what they call a good faith review in a reasonable time, and if the borrower's calculations and the whatever supporting documents concerning the monthly payroll costs line up, then if they deem it should be reasonable, it's probably going to fly. The area, and when we've asked this question of Treasury officials, the type of fraud that they'd be looking for, Scott, is not whether there was a misrepresentation of 74% rather than 75%, or, you know, 15,000 instead of 15,500 or something like that. It's more like you never were a small business, never had employees. Those are the kinds of things that the agency at the higher level would probably get involved in if there was some indication that somebody's done something just really awful, obviously. But if a lender identifies errors in the calculations or material lack of substantiation in the documents, then the lender can work with the borrower to try and remedy the issue. So everything's in this circumstances, we're trying to put, and I think Treasury's trying to put the responsibility with the borrower and the lender. Imagine that, and not get hung up on the other issue. I want to look into something here a little more, though, Scott, that I may know before the end of the show. And I think the 75% issue, that has to do with the forgiveness of costs other than payroll. In other words, the payroll piece is forgiven, but if remember, there's this other piece for like fixed monthly expenses like rent, lease, the mortgage, interest, insurance. if those costs are 25% or less and 75% or more for payroll costs, I think that's how when the entire 100% gets forgiven. But I'm going to check, try to check into that before the end of the show.
All right, let's go to Ryan in Williston. Go ahead, Ryan. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I got a question for you. If you lost your job and you had no savings, would you buy a $1 million house?
I would not because I wouldn't be, no bank would lend me the money.
Okay, then why on earth do you think the federal government can do the same thing?
I don't know that the federal government is buying $1 million houses, but maybe flesh out your illustration a little more.
No, you're not. Okay, it's an analogy, just to make it clear. It's an analogy.
Sure.
They're borrowing $2.2 trillion. They don't have the money. They've shut the economy down. And how on earth are we going to pay this back? This isn't my money. This isn't my kids' money. This is my grandkids and great-grandkids and great-great-grandkids' money that you guys are spending.
Well, we could not spend it, I suppose, and just let the economy absolutely be destroyed and there'd be nothing left of it when this virus is killed. And the government has to look at all of its risk.
Let him finish
one thing. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
So I was just going to say, the one thing that the federal government has the ability to do that, of course, state governments don't have the ability to do, and that is, of course, create its own money through the Federal Reserve to almost literally print its own money. And that is you borrow it, right? But you borrow it based on future ability to pay it back. So I think the answer to your question is the federal government does have standing that allows it to borrow money uncollateralized, to use your illustration of a home, but also has the ability in the future to pay that money back based on a recovery of an economy. But if an economy can't recover, then, of course, you not only could you not pay back new money that you borrow, you couldn't pay back the original $23 trillion that we have in debt right now.
Exactly. And it just drives me bugs. I try to work hard. I don't always work hard. I don't always have the best of days. But I try to work hard. I try to make sure I've got enough money at the end of the month so that I can put a little away so that when I pass on from this life, my kids and grandkids can hopefully have a little bit to go spend on whatever. And then we got the federal government spending money out of control. And I'm hoping you understand what inflation is.
Very well, yeah.
Ryan, we're running out of time here, but I do appreciate your call. Are you a first-time caller, by the way?
I was, but I'm not.
All right, you called before. That's okay. I was going to get you on MyPillow, but we just told the folks that call on the phone today, first-time callers get a free MyPillow. You're not voicing
concerns. Hold on, MyPillow for the first honest call, the most honest call of the day. He admitted he didn't want to scam for a MyPillow.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it very much. But you're not voicing a concern that's... you're not a voice in the wilderness. A lot of folks are concerned.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump unveiling his plan to restart the U.S. economy and ease social distancing after the coronavirus pandemic. The three-phase plan recommends reopening the nation based on the severity of the outbreak in each individual state or region, with governors developing their own formulas for how to successfully reopen. Those governors will have final say on when to reopen. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is praising the plan, but says to make it work, the nation needs to ramp up testing. Nursing homes in New York and New Jersey continuing to see very high coronavirus death tolls, and New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy is fuming after learning that 17 bodies were crammed into a small area of a northern New Jersey nursing home earlier this week.
I'm also outraged that bodies of the dead were allowed to pile up in a makeshift morgue at the facility.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed, looking cool in my Superman cape.
Back on What's On Your Mind at 28 before the top of the hour. This is Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. First-time callers, 800-228-0550. With a question, get a free MyPillow. That's how much we love you, folks. Everybody else, I would just suggest testing today. Testing today. So, testing. I'm looking at our text that says testing. Texting is what I'm trying to say with the X in there.
Testing's a big deal right now, Scott.
Well, I'm quite aware. Yeah, I'm quite aware.
My wife had one of those, and she came back negative. Yay.
Yeah, that was good news.
Me too.
Absolutely. Me too. Texting 701-367-2054. Jay in Elmont, first-time caller. Yeah, baby. There you go. You're really a first-time caller, right, Jay?
Yep.
We have a honor system here, so I'm just checking. But I trust you. And we have a free MyPillow for you there in Elmont. What's your question for Senator Cramer?
I was wondering if I'm a cattle rancher here in Elmont, and we got really bad market prices, and I was wondering if you could slow the imports down or even eliminate imports until our markets come back, like they did with the oil business. It would really help our economy for cattle ranchers or family farms, if that would be possible. I mean, right now we're importing twice as much as we export, and the National Cattlemen's Association said that we got to get our exports up. Well, I think we should slow our imports down so we can keep our prices for our cattle up in these areas so that we can afford to buy our expenses that cost us for rent and insurance and fuel. Mm-hmm. Everything costs a lot of money here compared to these other countries.
So, Jay, you could all get a cup of coffee now and set the phone down while I opine if you want, but I'll try to not do that. You have just touched on something that I actually talked to the president about this yesterday. After our conference call with the coronavirus, the reopening conference call, he called me back later and we talked privately about a couple of things. And one of the things I told him, I said, Mr. President, one of the things that this is exposing, this pandemic more than anything, is something that you ran on, and that is the vulnerability of our supply chain to other countries. And that includes especially food, fuel, and of course healthcare products. And here we've demonstrated that we are vulnerable to countries like, in your case, Jay, Brazil, China, Obviously, in the case of pork, in the case of PPEs, in the case of lots of things, Saudi Arabia, in the case of oil and gas, even as a producing and a net exporting nation, we still have part of our resources, critical resources, subject to other countries, and these other countries are not always good or well behaved. With regard to livestock, Jay, as I'm sure you probably know, I've been on a bit of a rampage as it relates to the four large packers, and the four largest packers in the United States control 80% of the market. So they control the price that they'll pay the rancher, and they control the price at the grocery store. And right now, during this pandemic, the price at the grocery store has gone up, and the price to the rancher has actually gone down. Two of those four packers are controlled or owned by one, China, and that's Smithfield, of course, and then the other, Brazil. Brazil, which is a major, not just a major owner of meatpacking, but they're a major producer of cattle, as you know, better than anybody. To your point about can we restrict imports while also, of course, maintain exports. And, of course, trade deals are complicated, and they require a give and take. However, I think when we need to take a fresh look at our food supply, our energy supply, and certainly, obviously, our health care products supply, and make sure that we're not too vulnerable to unfriendly players in the global marketplace.
Great call, though, Jay. Appreciate it. Keep fighting, my man. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. Other calls, questions, and comments welcome today on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's see here who is next. I've got so many to get to. Here's a question related to, I got to find it here from, as I recall, a farmer from the beautiful, beautiful Richardton, North Dakota region, which is one of the best of the best. We love the...
It is beautiful, and it's got great land and lots of small grains, lots of corn, and a wonderful ethanol plant.
Exactly. It says here, your friendship with Trump has helped North Dakota in numerous ways. I heard someone on TV News suggest your letter to the Saudis for the oil industry was more effective than any other diplomatic effort in a decade. Will you exert the same effort in helping the biggest employer in my small town of Richardton? The ethanol industry needs you. Plants are closing in South Dakota. Are we next? Yes, unless you can join Chuck Grassley and really fight for us. Will you, for North Dakota corn farmers and my small town? We need you now more than ever.
Yeah, so there's ethanol and there's corn, and the two go together in a lot of ways, but in terms of attacking the issue, of course, corn farmers, as farmers, have access to various safety net programs, and we've tried to re-up those pretty significantly in the CARES package and provide some more flexibility for developing new tools that the USDA can use to make sure and help our farmers get through this very rough patch and this tough season we're having. With regard to ethanol specifically, the biggest thing that's the biggest factor ethanol has is the same one that oil has. That is that demand is cut in half or less. I mean, liquid fuels are cutting way, way down. And remember, though, that the Trump administration has been very good for ethanol. The E15 lifting of the E15 ban during half of the year, of course, was a major one. The decision not to challenge the court case for small refinery exemptions is very major. But what we can't do is we can't mandate that it continue to be produced so that we can pour it on the ground. And that's the problem where we are right now. Literally, if ethanol was going to be produced at the mandated level in this country, there'd be no place for it to go, just like there's no place for gasoline and no place for oil, and everything's stored up to the hilt. That said, there are programs that ethanol producers, in terms of the employer, and he's referring to the employer in his small town of Richardton, there are tools that they can access because they are a small business. And, of course, Paycheck Protection was one of them, but so are some of the other financial tools that they can access for assistance. I would think one of the things that comes to mind, and this is true certainly of the oil and gas industry as well, and that is with the new programs related to the Treasury, $454 billion that they are then leveraging for another $4 trillion through the Federal Reserve, provides some opportunity for backstops and restructuring of debt going forward for mid to large employers and companies, not just employers, but companies. So with regard to Chuck Grassley, of course, Chuck Grassley is President Pro Tem of the Senate. He is chairman of the Finance Committee. I don't know that he's ever led a letter or a piece of legislation that I haven't been a supporter of.
Somebody's just asking about a letter that he's evidently sent that didn't have you or Senator Hovind on as a co-author, or I guess that's not legislation, that's a letter, so it'd be a co-author on the letter, but that has gone to the president. So you're saying that doesn't mean you don't support what Chuck Grassley's trying to do.
Certainly not, but my diplomacy with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia was quite another factor, and it was a lot more than a letter, of course, but all that did was able to stop or lower the production that they're putting into the global marketplace by about 10 million barrels per day. But as you know, the oil and gas industry is still suffering, and it's going to suffer dramatically. Prices today are under $20. And the WTI is probably more like $14 in North Dakota, which, of course, is far from break even. We're looking at probably half of the rigs that we had prior to this in North Dakota for the oil and gas industry.
Got it. And then another text here on this one, and we'll move on. North Dakota ethanol producers asked Senator Kramer, Senator Holman, to sign a letter which requested the USDA allocate some of the CARES Act's funds for ethanol and biodiesel industries. We do not have their support at this time. Grassley has a statement. Maybe we're confusing letters and statements here.
Yeah, it very well could be. I mean, there's nothing in the CARES Act that prohibits any industry or entity from being on it. And I don't know about the question. I don't know about any request to join a letter. But one of the things I've advocated very strongly for, and I've been very clear about, and that is that all of these programs ought to be industry neutral. That, because what you have, and we've had to fight hard for this, by the way, because what you have is you have a lot of bias out there, where certain industries, certain segments, certain NICS codes that people want to be exempted from one thing or another, one part of a program or another. So what I've done is I've advocated for neutrality, that there ought to be, nobody ought to be biased against. And so that means every program's available for everybody. Now, there are specific things like a USDA program that wouldn't be available to somebody that's not an ag entity, and certainly corn farmers fall into that. There are certain dollars we put in specifically for healthcare. I mean, Medicare reimbursement rates, for example, increasing that's going to be available to people who use healthcare and to the healthcare facilities who need that assistance. So those are sort of specific, but in the larger package, the financial tools, we've made sure to strongly emphasize that there's nothing that's exempted from it, and that would obviously include ethanol. So I know people like to sort of get mentioned a lot, and maybe we need to do that a lot more, but it doesn't really change anything from a policy standpoint.
We asked for questions from folks from Cass County Electric, the members of Cass County Electric, and they've done that today as they're one of our sponsors. They're keeping the power on. You know, I mean, COVID-19 is a threat, but they keep the power on as these cooperatives do, and I tell you, it's really amazing when you think about it. Those are those essential folks, you know, you're out there. But anyway, they're asking you to do your job by staying home, staying safe, disinfect, high-touch services frequently, checking on your neighbors and loved ones often, and you've got the power to make a difference. So count on the folks at Cass County Electric Cooperative to be there for you every day, community-focused, member-driven. Question that came from them is a lot to do with reopening the economy, and specific to the guidance from the White House yesterday, 12 days, 14 days that you must see a downward trend before you reopen. Does that mean North Dakota, which has a very low set of numbers, I think, in fact, 17 is the average in the last 10 days, although 20 yesterday was the highest, right? So there will be some concern to say, does that mean our 14 days start now? When, as a elected leader, do you think it is prudent to reopen this country?
Well, I think that's going to be determined county by county, state by state. One of the things the president told me yesterday, he said, do you know that there's 24% of the counties in this country that have zero incidence of coronavirus, or at least, you know, tested positive? I think, and I told him this yesterday, I said, no president in my lifetime has exercised and honored cooperative federalism like he has. Nobody, including Ronald Reagan. And the best way to reopen the government is the same, or the economy is the same way that you've sort of rolled it back. That's with federal guidance and information applied by governors to their circumstance in their state. So I'd say North Dakota's been pretty flat, even, you know,
all right,
to say the least.
Well, first on the other side of the break, calls too. Come
this on. Is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Piper's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Piper's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Committed to the health and well-being of their employees and their customers, they are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions, both sales and service, to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable with coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. They'll even come right to you. Shop, click, and drive at SchwanBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 84 months, 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. If your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven. We care. We're here to help. We will get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Levin, before the top of the hour, just to finish on that point from our friends at Cass County Electric on the reopening. During the break here, I'm seeing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and just of his comment is the states must decide when to reopen. And you went a bit further than that. You said every county that decision should be made, you know, every township. So the bottom line is how the reopening happens, when it opens, you know, when it does, and the dates, times, places is all up to the closest elected leaders to the people, right? I'm not hearing
counties. In other words, I trust Doug Burgum to decide which counties open at what time within a state, because our system of governance is based on 50 United States, which create a federal government, not the other way around. So I do think the state is the hingepin to all of this, including the county level. Of course, any good governor is going to work closely with the mayors and the county commissioners of various communities. But just like New York State is not like North Dakota, Fargo is not exactly like Botno, right?
By the way, now Cuomo is saying states need resources to reopen their economies.
Well, therein lies the cooperative federalism part of it, right? It's a shared burden and it's a shared responsibility.
We'll decide, but you give us the money. I love these guys. This is unbelievable. Yeah. Real quick answer on this, because I want to get the calls, but how much of what's going on from a Tim Walz in Minnesota or, a Wisconsin governor, Michigan governor, others around the country, Nancy Pelosi not providing, and Chuck Schumer additional funds for PPP. How much of this now do you think is, we got to do everything in our power to make sure things aren't so good because Trump will get reelected? Are they doing, are they thinking that way?
I don't think there's any question that they're putting politics first in many cases. Maybe not in all of them, but in many cases. And one of the problems that they're having is, and I understand, this is a pandemic like this, a crisis like this, is politically advantageous to the people who are in office because they're doing their jobs every day, and if they're doing them well, they're communicating every day, and there's something unseemly about a political campaign being played out in that scenario. So then, the only real levers you have are with your elected officials, and they run a very high risk, Scott. Every decision they make to cooperate, not cooperate, criticize, comes with a political risk because people do not have a tolerance right now for partisan political behavior. So if you're not seen as being part of the solution, you're only helping the incumbent person that's at the helm. And Donald Trump, quite honestly, is doing a good job. When you look back on it, sure, you can find things along the way in the bureaucracy that could have been done better, and that'll certainly be true, just like it is after you win a football game. You look back and say, gee, if we would have done these two things, we'd have gotten another touchdown. But at the end of the day, considering what he's up against, I think he's doing a great job.
I want to give away some more pillows. Mark, traveling Highway 83 right now. Pillow for you as a first-time caller, and your question quickly for Senator Cramer.
Yes. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. I'm at an age where I have to take a required minimum distribution from my IRA, and there was a thing apparently enacted to waive that for this year. However, if you took it early, you missed that window, and I wonder if they're going to correct that so it applies to everybody equally rather than those who had not yet taken their required distribution.
I will look into that. I don't know the specific answer to that, but the federal government never ceases to punish a good deed. So we'll have to see if it was prior to that rule kicking in, whether or not some sort of retroactive action can be taken.
Mark, hang on for two reasons. One, to give us your number. For Senator Cramer to get back to you, his office to get back to you on that question, and then also so that we can get you a MyPillow, okay? And did we get the Elmont caller? Jay in Elmont, was it Jay? I can't remember, but we need their addresses, phone numbers. 701 258-0550. Let's go to Julius and Mandan. You're next. Go ahead. First time caller.
Hi.
Another MyPillow winner. Go ahead with your question quickly.
This is about health care. I was full time. Now I'm making a little less than my wages. My health care got cut off. I'm paying through COBRA. How do you make those payments?
So I think I don't know this. If you're asking sort of a theoretical question or an actual question, for certain, but I'd have to know more about your circumstance. In terms of the Paycheck Protection Program, however, if you're working for an entity that was able to borrow, your benefits would be included as something that they could borrow and then get forgiven in the Paycheck Protection Loan. So if it's specific to that, that's what I would suggest, but I don't know
enough
probably about your specific circumstance. Yeah, okay. So you are a water part of time now. In the
interesting. Julius, yeah. Hang on. We'll get your information, too, so we can get that. Senator Kramer, thanks a ton. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks again to Cass County Electric and our friends at Lyde Bailey, offering clients-inspired ideas and solutions to tackle risk and spur growth. A lot of good questions from those folks today and all of you. Sorry we didn't have more time. We'll do it again. All over. Next week. God bless.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit way, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.